back up real quick.
John, another night where your newly constructed Russian line finds a score sheet. When you put those three guys together, I don't know if you had a high-scoring, high-flying line in mind, but two games, they've looked great.
Yeah, they have. I think there's, you know, a really good chemistry between the three of them right now as far as I think they're all skating, they're working in sync. I think their puck execution is good. They're competing hard. So it's nice. That's nice to see them find a rhythm like that.
So many times when you talk about a hot goaltender, you talk about timely saves. Tonight, Ballstedt didn't face necessarily a high volume, but he made a couple of big saves, including the one on Fantilli when the game was tied.
Yep, that's kind of what we talked about with him after the game. I thought it was key saves at key times, and that's, you know, what you need. A team's going to make a push or there's a breakdown, and when you get that type of goaltending, sometimes there's going to be a lot of volume on them, and other games there's not, but either way, when you get those saves, it gives you the best chance to win a game.
You saw a lot of Hughes and Faber tonight. You had to lean on those guys a lot. How quickly are you seeing the chemistry develop between the two of them for how they think the game?
Yeah, I think they certainly have good chemistry. You know, they move the puck well. I think that they read off each other well on breakouts. They can push the puck up the ice, and I think both the two of them are, you know, they can defend as well. Both skate really well. So it seems, I think the more and more they play together, the intricacies will get better and better. But I think when you have two elite guys like that, it looks like it's going to be a good pair.
I was thinking coming out here, this is my 20th year covering you guys and 21 and Lambos, that was as good a debut as I've seen one of your defensemen play. I mean, did you feel the same way, and what did you like about his game?
Yeah, I thought it was a good first game for him. I thought he was he had strong details to his game. He skated well. He looked, you know, strength wise, he looked good. I thought that he played a simple, reliable, good first game. And I think the encouraging things were, you know, his skating. He's got pretty good size, young kid. He's got good strength on it, and it didn't seem like he was overwhelmed by the circumstances. So that was good to see.
And same thing. I mean, you have to lean on Hughes and Faber, but you all your blue liners. I mean, Kjærstad was great, and Juracek. No mistakes, things like that.
Yeah, like you said, I thought those guys really stepped up on the back end, and all three of those guys that you mentioned, on top of, you know, Spurgey and Fabes and Husey, I thought that, you know, on the back end it was pretty solid. They were efficient. I thought they moved the puck. They were in good, you know, defensive posture. Throughout the game, we didn't give up a lot. So that was a tribute to them.
A second TV timeout of the second period. It was probably as hot as I've seen you with the guys. What did you not like about the game, and then what changed after that?
Well, I just thought that we, you know, one of the things with our team is we have a really competitive group, and I thought we were light on pucks. We weren't skating, and we weren't competing the way we needed to compete. It looked like we were trying to skill our way through the game, and if we wanted to win the game, that had to stop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought it was a little bit better to end the second, but I give the players credit. I thought coming out in third period, there was much more jam to our game, second effort, third effort. We were skating, we were winning more puck battles, and more the recipe that gives you a chance to win most nights, and we found a way to win it.
We talked a lot about Werenski this morning. I mean, he kind of showed if you don't take care of the puck, what he can do to you.
Exactly. He played a great game. He's so hard to defend. Just big, rangy, strong skater. You know, he's tough. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, he had him matched up against for the most of the night against Ekstrand, and I thought he defended hard. But as you said, you know, when it turns over and when he can transition and he gets in the offensive zone, he's a deadly player.
Mm-hmm. Uwe Kobel, I know he came back, right? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, okay. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.